and welcome to this podcast. I'm Laura Stepanek, editor of SDM Magazine. Today we're talking to Michael Flink, president of ADI Americas, about trends in security distribution, as well as a glimpse into some of the ways ADI is helping its customers be more competitive in emerging technology disciplines. Michael, what proactive measures is ADI taking to help its customers compete effectively in the rapidly expanding world of network-based products and services?
Well, thanks for asking. Our IP-based businesses are up over 80% year over year, which seems to be growing faster than the market. There's quite a few areas that ADI is focusing on to help our dealers. Probably the biggest is our extensive training programs, both the trade shows, our local market expositions, and in our local branches. We've had over 1,400 training classes in 2011, most of which are dedicated to IP products. Our systems group provides quotes and design assistance for dealers that are just moving into the IP-related spaces, and we're quoting literally thousands of systems a week through our group to help the dealers who don't have the experience gain the experience. Probably what helps our dealers the most, as being a distributor, is the availability of all the leading brands of IP equipment and our huge in-stock position, so that whether it be a small IP-based video system or a 1,000-camera system, we're able to handle their inventory demands without delay. What's also interesting is while CCTV tends to be the prominent growth area for IP-based solutions, we're also seeing a lot of take-up in access control and even in intrusion products that are picking up the IP area.
Thank you. And including IP and network-based products, as well as other product lines, what are some of the new manufacturers or lines that ADI has taken on recently?
Well, two answers to that question. First, almost all of our existing 500 suppliers are coming out with IP products, from the major suppliers in CCTV all the way down to even the smallest sensor suppliers. An example of that is, for example, Winland Electronics, which is traditionally known as a sensor company for intrusion control, just brought out an IP-based environmental sensor. So whether it's existing suppliers or new suppliers, IP is moving in every direction. Specifically for IP, leading IP suppliers, we're pretty excited about our new relationship with Ericon in the CCTV space. That's going pretty well. We've been an access communication CCTV distributor for quite some time. And then, in general, ADI has launched an initiative in 2011 in the life safety fire products, where in addition to our longstanding relationship with the Honeywell brands, we've expanded our selection of Potter fire products, and we're very pleased to announce an association with Hochiki's advanced fire products that we now can provide our dealer customers solutions from the smallest potential fire install to the largest fire installs in the marketplace. We're very excited about that.
Great. And in addition to those new product lines, can you tell us about any new programs or services that ADI expects to roll out in the coming months?
Yes, probably the one that we're most excited about is the launch of our new e-commerce site. You know, ADI has 90 locations throughout the country, but we find that our customers like a multi-channel, multi-choice approach to doing business with us. We've got over 500 suppliers. We have over $200 million in inventory at any given time. And dealers really want a broad variety of ways to interact with us. So whether they come into our local branch, or they call up on the telephone, or whether they feel easiest going online and ordering, we now have complete solutions in all of those options. Our new ADI e-commerce site really is a state-of-the-art site that enables a lot easier searching on product. It allows you to compare one product against another, and you can place an order for either shipment or pick up at the local facility. In addition to that, we're really expanding our reach in product selection in the local branches. We've totally revamped our inventory in the branches to provide a better selection of product for our customers and broaden the amount of inventory that's available in each location. And during Q4 of 2011, we'll be re-merchandising the branches to make its shopping experience a lot easier in each of our locations.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that, the re-merchandising?
Yes, we completed a pretty extensive study of our real estate holdings, and what we found was that our customers like shopping in our locations. About half of our business is actually coming into the local location, and we discovered that while we have a good selection of product, we could do a better job of categorizing the product, making it easier to find and highlighting some of the new product categories, particularly the IP-related products. So we'll be remerchandising the branches with better signage and cleaner departmentalization to make the shopping experience a little bit easier for our customers, so that what you find on the web will be the same type of experience that you can find in the branches, and it's also the same experience you'll find in our new catalogs, which have been upgraded to over 500 pages with much cleaner layout, much more categorization, in an effort to make finding product easier. Today, with 500 different product manufacturers and over 100,000 different parts, dealers are often challenged to find the right solution for their particular install, and our goal at ADI is to make it a lot easier for people to get the right solution for their install to make their end users happier.
Mm-hmm. I see. Great. And finally, Michael, in terms of what you're hearing from customers and what your branch managers are hearing from customers, how are security dealers and integrators faring in 2011? And further, what are their expectations for sales levels in 2012?
You know, I think the security dealers and integrators are experiencing what a lot of the general economy is experiencing, and that is what some people refer to as kind of the barbell economy. The higher end projects, the upscale customers are still end users are still investing in their properties and still investing in their facilities, and that business seems to be going pretty strongly. At the lower end, base level intrusion, base level CCTV installs are still fairly strong, and people are always looking for value in that market. I think the challenge is in the middle, and for us, the middle obviously in the past has been new construction, which continues to remain weak. But the good news is that our installers are finding that because of the technology changes, both in terms of quality of product like CCTV megapixel cameras that provide better resolution for customers. The customers are interested now in upgrading and using newer technologies to improve their security. And security is becoming more and more an accepted reality of today's customers and user customers. So our dealers seem to have had a pretty good year. Our business is up pretty solidly at ADI. And I think that the dealers that are looking for more opportunities to sell their end user newer solutions and more content in each sale are making the transition from new construction based businesses to retrofit an existing install.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Michael. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into this podcast.
Okay, thank you.